All right, folks, more and more videos are pouring in by the minute, not just of the crowds growing in Minneapolis as the authorities encourage the riotous conditions, but also more and more videos of that exact thing happening. Let's go to this. Waltz urges Americans to take to the streets. So he's not just saying in Minneapolis, but encouraging people to rise up all over the country. Let's watch.
Look, and I understand the uniqueness of this moment in this week, following this week, seeing what's happening in the backdrop of a show hearing in D.C. My job is to govern, and my job is to see what the facts are. This happened a couple of hours ago, and we're already pitting American against American. All of you saw a video in your eyes. We have a chaotic situation caused by the largest deployment in American history of federal agents into a community with no communication to locals. We had a chaotic situation where an individual is in their car, shot and killed. And so, look, I want to be very cautious here because Donald Trump will make this about me. He will make this about politics. This is about public safety, and this is about normalcy. To Americans who are watching this, if you're in Portland, or you're in L.A., or you're in Chicago, or you're wherever they're coming next, stand with us. Stand with us against this. This was so preventable, so unnecessary, and I don't know. I hope. Maybe we're at the McCarthy moment. Do you have no decency? Do you have no decency? We have someone dead in their car for no reason whatsoever. And I don't want to be right about this, but I said if they do this, they're going to create a chaotic situation where someone innocent is going to get killed. And they did it. And now we hear more political rhetoric. Enough. Enough is enough. And so to Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law. Uh-oh. Do not allow them to lie about the security and the decency of this state. And let's let this investigation play itself out. Let's make sure we protect our neighbors. I encourage you to use your First Amendment rights and all of your constitutional rights, but do so in a peaceful manner. We'll gather back with you as soon as we gather more information that needs to be put out. But again, stay safe, Minnesotans, and we'll be back with you.
It seems like old Tampon Tim's a little nervous that they're giving Trump everything he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. Uh-oh. Oh, don't give them the excuse. Okay, but you just told everybody it's their duty to go protest ICE. You just unambiguously called this a murder and claimed that there was no reason that the woman was shot, despite the fact she's on video driving directly at an ICE agent who then fires at her, despite the fact they're trying to get her out of the car because she'd already been engaged in obstruction of their activities. Uh-oh, looks like Tampon Tim is a little bit nervous and he might be stoking a fire that he can't control, and that if people actually listen to what he'd said previously, that it's their duty to go out and protest, he knows that they're rioting. I mean, they're already committing violence, and he's encouraging them to commit more. And he knows that that's all the excuse Trump needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. Trump, that's what you should do. I don't know if you've read Sun Tzu recently, but when your enemy gets behind a podium and is like, I really hope he doesn't do this one thing, that's the thing you should do, okay? Tim Walz, very scared that Trump is going to have the ability to invoke the Insurrection Act. Well, he already does, and he should.
I'm funded by you, and I appreciate your support very humbly. Thank you for your support, those that have. Those that have it, what are you waiting for? Our information is bar none the best. The supplements are game-changing. The Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. But there's a deal going for a few more days where you buy any supplement and get a bottle of the Shilajit Gummies or Atomic Defense Super Immune Booster free. You choose which free gift you want. That funds our operation at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank those that have stood with us. If you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. Just in your profile, $30 a month, cancel anytime, no charge. You get $40 every time you spend $30 to spend. So you make $10 if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. Also, you get big discounts when you use the app for Android or for Apple at alexjonesapp.com. Just links you through to get the free apps right there. So it's the same shopping cart online. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support.
Peeling back the layers of the day's events to reveal the core truth. War Room with Harrison Smith.
It's not just Tim Walz pouring gasoline on the fire. Dan Goldman, swamp rat extraordinaire, one of the worst people. I'm just going to stop right there. One of the worst people, Dan Goldman, dumping gas on the fire. He, again, in complete disregard of the wealth of video footage that we have showing that, okay, you can argue that maybe, you know, maybe the guy didn't need to fire. Like, it, if you even wanted to take a nuanced view of this, and I actually have some statements that I agree with where it's like, look, this lady shouldn't have been there. She clearly was driving at him. He maybe could have handled it differently, but at the end of the day, this is a, you know, intense, life-threatening situation that the guy found himself in when he had no, you know, not for his fault. He's doing his job. He's doing what he's legally obligated to do when this woman tries to drive her car into him. But they're not, they have no nuance about this. They are, they're weaponizing this politically. That's it. They're weaponizing this 100%. Clearly, they are not interested in lowering the temperature. They're not interested in minimizing the chaos that comes about because of this. They are solely motivated to weaponize this, misconstrue it, portray it inaccurately as a senseless, violent murder of a woman who was trying to turn her car around. They already have a Wikipedia page, by the way, about the woman who was killed. And on the Wikipedia page, they say, she was trying to turn her car around when she was murdered by ICE officers. She was just innocently engaged in a three-point turn when, for no reason, she was shot. That's the message they're going with. They know it's not true. The people that they're telling it to know it's not true. The people rioting and burning a flag as we speak know fully well that's not true. They don't care. It's the excuse they need to do what they wanted to do anyway, which is overthrow the country and destroy not just Trump, but the movement he represents. Let's go to Dan Goldman, the worst. Here he is.
Invading our cities, using excessive force lawlessly with new agents without proper training. And sadly, this was not unexpected, but it is egregious. It was an outright murder. And the fact that the administration is trying to defend the ICE officer when everyone can see with their own eyes that that car was trying to get away because it still turned away from the officer after she was shot in the head. So what? The fact that they are arguing that somehow this is domestic terrorism, much less an attack on ICE, is preposterous. This officer not only needs to be fired and suspended, but based on the video, he needs to be charged with murder.
And do you think that will happen?
All right, so he says it's an outright murder. Again, just lying about what we can all see with our own eyes. But they don't care. But you see what they're trying to set up? Is they're trying to say, well, you know, this officer has to be punished for this. Because they understand the hammer blow to morale that would represent. That all these ICE agents are taking this massive risk of having, you know, they're in right now, as we just showed, you know, Krasenstein's, the leftist activists are out there trying to identify who this ICE agent is, probably to go after his family. So you've got these ICE agents that are taking on this incredible risk to themselves and their family to carry out these, again, lawful orders, duly empowered and, you know, authorized law enforcement activities. And they need to know that their organization has their back, that if the leftists attack and they're forced to defend themselves, that they're going to be able to defend themselves and not spend the rest of their lives in prison as a consequence. These people want the ICE agent to be charged, like Derek Chauvin, with a completely rigged jury pool of people who had decided he was guilty long before they ever heard a single piece of evidence. They want to basically create conditions that are so riotous, that are so, you know, dangerous and flammable, right? So combustible, that basically they want the Trump administration to go, okay, if we just sacrifice this guy, will you calm down? If we just, you know, throw this guy in prison for the rest of his life and give you the guilty verdict that you want, then will you listen to us? Because they understand that, A, doing that will not satisfy these people. They're not, they don't care. This is just an excuse to stage the insurrection they've been planning on, so they'll do it regardless. But also, again, the hammer blow to morale that would be, where every ICE agent now knows, okay, I'm not going to try that hard, right? If a leftist wants to come and try to stop us, I'm just going to let him do it. Because if I try to carry out my orders and they attack me and I have to fight back, then I'm going to go to jail. So I'm not going to do that. So the left right now is seizing on this in a number of different ways. Obviously, they're encouraging their supporters to go out and riot and attack ICE. They're doing this nationwide. This, of course, will combine with the DSA and the PSL, the whatever for Liberation Communist Front group, that are going to use this to spark the riots. It'll be, you know, 2020 all over again. But they're also trying to use it to get ICE to betray its own soldiers, to throw its own officers under the bus, to, you know, weaken that organizational resolve to carry out their actions. So, you know, the Trump administration is just, it's like 100% clear cut exactly what they should do. And you don't have to even speculate. Just listen to the Democrats and do the opposite, okay? The Democrats want you to treat this ICE agent like he did something wrong, like he was a rogue agent, like he committed murder and needs to be punished, okay? So do the opposite of that. Come out forcibly with ICE saying we 100% stand by this officer. We 100%, yeah, and by the way, Elon should be taking down all of these calls for doxing this guy. They're literally going to go after the guy's family. He has to be put in witness protection, basically. Basically, that's what should happen. Trump administration is to say the officer who was fired upon has been placed in witness protection, and we think he did the right thing. We will not be charging him with anything, and, you know, we stand by him 100% like we stand by all of our ICE agents. They need to do that. They need to do that to re-encourage ICE. They also need to obviously invoke the Insurrection Act to nationalize, federalize the National Guard there in Minneapolis. They need to arrest Tim Walz, and they should probably arrest Mayor Frey and Dan Goldman while they're at it, because clearly they are inciting violence. I mean, just imagine if you will, folks, yeah, by ICE Nazis. My God. Imagine if you will, folks. I don't know if you remember this. On January 6th, while the riot was going on, Donald Trump did release a video. Do you know what that video said? The video that Donald Trump released during the riot on January 6th said, go home. Said, be peaceful. Don't destroy things. Don't be violent. Go home now. They then deleted that video and then deleted his entire X account, his entire Facebook account, and then told everybody, we deleted it because he posted a video that called for violence. Now, what if, on the other hand, on January 6th, Donald Trump posted a video where he said, I just saw Ashley Babbitt be murdered. She was murdered. She was murdered in cold blood by the people in that building right there where you are now. And this will, we will not stand for this. And we will not go home until that murder has been made right. What if he had done that? What if he had incited and encouraged the riot at the height of the violence by weaponizing a tragedy that had occurred during it. Like, do you understand that these people are delusional and they are the very specters of evil that they see all around them? That they are acting exactly like they claim Trump acts when they're completely lying about that. But here they are encouraging the violence, encouraging people to go out and riot, encouraging people to identify and dox the ICE agents for retribution, claiming that it was murder without a reason to even say that, no knowledge whatsoever of anything more than what we've seen. Trump has an opportunity here that is truly once in a lifetime. All of his enemies are on TV saying, here's what Trump could do to destroy us right now off this excuse. They are terrified that he is going to actually do what he should do, which is invoke the Insurrection Act. I want to go to one more video, then we'll go back out to your calls. Witness to deadly ICE incident has spoken out. I haven't actually watched this, so we'll watch it live here. This was apparently a witness to the shooting. Let's watch.
They clearly wanted her out of there because she was the main car leading the protest, is my understanding. I talked to another guy who was driving behind her, but she was very she was very successful in blocking traffic. She was doing what she was set out to do, and so they wanted to get her the hell out of there. Yeah.
So it looked like she was impeding ICE vehicles.
Definitely. Yeah, okay. That was her goal.
Okay. So we're getting a little bit more clear of a picture. So apparently she was the lead car in the protest attempting to obstruct the ICE vehicles. So not just a random, you know, person driving through, getting confused and trying to leave, but somebody who knew exactly what she was doing and was committing a crime and then didn't want to get arrested for it. I mean, literally exactly the same as God knows how many other police shooting videos we've seen in the recent past. I mean, really, outside of this being an ICE protest, is this not exactly what always happens? Somebody's like committing a crime and driving, and the cops are like, you have to stop, put your hands up, we need to see your ID. And instead, they try to drive away or try to drive over a cop or try to grab the cop's gun, and then they get shot. She knows what she was doing. She wasn't just confused and out of her element and, you know, no, she knew exactly what she was doing. And when the cop told her to stop and tried to open her door, she thought, time to get out of here. Tried to run over one of the officers. Well, she probably wasn't the type of person that should have been in that situation. She probably should not have listened to the leftist agitators that have been encouraging people like her to go do stuff like this. That was a stupid thing to do, actually. And anybody who has ever, you know, justified the murder of Ashley Babbitt can shut the hell up about this, because obviously everything happening here is significantly more intense than anything that happened in January 6th. And it looks like we're getting aerial shots as well. Larger crowds of protesters and activists gathering at the site where 37-year-old Renee Nicole Good was taken down in an ICE-involved incident, causing major outrage throughout the city and the United States. So again, we're just monitoring this on all the feeds we can gather here. But yes, the crowds are growing. They're getting more intense, more fires being lit. They're burning flags as they seem like are gearing up for the long haul here. Go out to your calls now. Trix Stepp in New England has called in. Go ahead, Trix. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, boss?
How you doing?
Not bad, man. Hey, I just want to throw a timeline out here. I hope Alex is listening, because based on his tweet from Brianna, this is critical. From what I'm seeing here, after Trump put out his executive order and also the Department of Defense memo to train up 500 National Guard troops per state, I think it was back in October, if you guys remember this.
Yep.
You got to pull it up. I think Tim Walz was tipped off by this, because that order has to go down through the governor to each tag of each state. Now, the reason this is extremely important is that Tim Wallace is also a former Sergeant Major, which he knows the military as well. Mm. If you remember just back before Christmas, I think it was around Thanksgiving, remember the, what do they call them, Seditious Six or whoever it was that throughout that video, right?
Yep.
This is organized. I'm talking up to their level, because if that order was passed down to each state, it seems based on Tim Walz's statements today. When I heard his speech in live time, I couldn't believe it. He is attributing that executive order to use troops that are actually in training based off of that order by the Department of Defense to his demise, which is telling me that it sounds like Timmy was either tipped off and or knows that he's been under investigation for at least 90 days.
Hmm.
So right after New Year's, when you're looking at this, what's the nickname, the YouTuber guy that went to these daycares, right?
Surely.
I don't think this was organic. I think Tim knows now that he has been under investigation for at least 90 days since that order.
Right.
And I'm going to say that publicly here, because he would not make a statement like that knowing and backing out of the governor's race, knowing that he has absolute control of his National Guard. This is a trump card being played, because guess what? As soon as he does that through a WARNO, and any military person here, former, doesn't matter, current, knows, if he puts out a WARNO, the president of the United States can immediately enact that order, literally on the spot, to activate those troops immediately. And it sounds like he's trying to weaponize that version of the Department of Defense memo that went out. And I think Brianna can actually fully understand and clarify what I'm saying here. It sounds like he is making a run for this. And especially with those seditious six, this is multiple states. And I paid attention very closely to what he said today in his statements. And it's almost as if he's calling out the states that are going to do it with him. And that's what I'm concerned about. It's almost like he's telling you what they already had planned. And now with Pelosi and Dan Goldman coming out, I go, that was the red flag right there.
Right.
So they've been all under investigation, and now they're all going to come yelling. And I think that's exactly what's happening here. And he absolutely should put in the Insurrection Act, because this is very clearly, for now, the past 2 months, something that has been building up. And I personally think that they've been under investigation, and now they actually know it, and they're screwed.
Right. There's from Brianna Morello. Tim Walz needs Minnesota to riot right now. It's all a distraction for his fraud. I mean, there's no way it's just a coincidence, right? I mean, it's the very day that it's announced that it's discovered his DHS operatives were fabricating, like fraudulently creating documents and backdating them to try to screw over an audit that's investigating them. The day that comes out, you have these riotous conditions. I think you're exactly right. And again, even if it's not directly correlated like that, like even if, I mean, and again, I think it's ridiculous to suggest that it's just a coincidence that these things happen on the same day. But regardless, it's like, no, this is all part of the same operation to bring in illegals, to funnel them government money, to take some of that government money in, to use their position to protect the fraudsters from investigation, to get the votes from the Somali community. I mean, that's the reason ICE is there. That's the reason Minnesota and Minneapolis don't want to cooperate with ICE. That's the reason that they are in the fraud that they're in, because, you know, it's all coming out. I mean, this is, it's all the same thing. Christy Noma looks like is giving a statement on this. She's the head of DHS. Let's go to Christy Noma now. Can we bring this audio, guys?
Today, and why we've been here. In communities across this country and here in Minneapolis, we're just enforcing the laws that we have in this country. For years under President Biden, tens of millions of dangerous criminal illegal aliens, terrorists, and suspected terrorists were allowed to invade our country over our southern border. They were allowed to steal, to defraud, and to perpetuate violence against American citizens. Regardless of who your mayor or who your governor is, President Trump promised every single American that he would make America safe again. He promised every single American that he would work to protect them from dangerous criminals. Since Governor Walz has been in charge of Minnesota, we have seen homicides go up by over 50%. That's also during Mayor Fry's tenure as well. Since President Trump took office, Governor Walz has released over 470 violent criminals back onto the streets here in Minneapolis. He has another 680 of them still within his jurisdiction that he could give to us today to face the consequences for their crimes. Because Governor Walz and Mayor Fry refuse to protect Minnesotans, and instead they protect these criminals, that's why we are here. And we didn't just show up yesterday, we've always been here. But we're surging operations because of the dangerous situation we see in this country, and because we're no longer going to allow illegal criminals to damage and harm, to kill, to sexually abuse, to proliferate drugs, and to steal American taxpayers' dollars. This state has faced unprecedented immigration fraud. It's seen unprecedented benefit fraud. Individuals were allowed to come into this country and set up fake companies and fake nonprofits and divert billions of dollars away from American citizens and those vulnerable citizens who truly needed the services from those programs. This city has burned before, and your mayor and your governor let it happen. President Trump is not going to let that happen. He and our federal law enforcement officers are here to bring peace and to bring public safety and to ensure that criminal activity is stopped and that people who perpetuate it will face consequences. Since we have been here in recent weeks, we have arrested over 1,500 criminals off of the streets. Our law enforcement has arrested murderers, known and suspected terrorists, child pedophiles, and other brutal criminals that were protected here in this city. We should all work together to protect our citizens. We should all protect the men and the women and the families who live here in Minneapolis, who live in Minnesota, and live throughout this entire country. I want to thank you for being here, and I want to thank you for focusing on the important work that our federal officers do and make sure that we're focused on the priorities of this country, and that's making sure that we're keeping people safe. With that, I'll take any questions that you may have.
All right, so this is Kristi Noem live. Let's keep the audio up. I want to hear what answers, what questions he has. We haven't heard anything about.
I say that he doesn't know what he's talking about. Here. It's very clear that this individual was harassing and impeding law enforcement operations. Our officer followed his training, did exactly what he's been taught to do in that situation, and took actions to defend himself and defend his fellow law enforcement officers.
Good. That's a good response. Not giving them the ground of, well, we were investigating. We're making sure that
the officer was hit by the vehicle. He went to the hospital. A doctor did treat him. He has been released, but he's going to spend some time with his family. I can't, but the FBI will continue the investigation and release more facts when it's appropriate.
Has the agent been
No, we're following the standard protocol procedures we do in situations like this. When there's an officer-involved shooting, we make sure that we get the facts and that we are getting the statements from everybody involved and make sure that investigators are handling the decisions.
Secretary, have ICE operations paused because of what happened today?
No, we're still out on the streets doing our work to get dangerous criminals off of the streets of Minneapolis.
To be honest, that I think is kind of stupid.
You know, Tim and I have known each other for years. We served in Congress together. We both ran for governor the same year and have served as governor at the same times. So we were colleagues, and we discussed what happened here today. We have two very different viewpoints of it. I talked specifically about the fact that we have laws. They need to be enforced.
All right, so we're about to go to commercial break. We'll come back to this if she continues to take questions. I'm very happy to see that they're not throwing the ICE agent under the bus quite yet, basically saying nope, he followed his training and he did what he needed to protect himself. He was hit by the car, but he's with his family now. That at least is good to see.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings. We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, Ultramethylene Blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting Ultramethylene Blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our Ultramethylene Blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow, so good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, thealexshowstore.com, 47% off as well. Thealexshowstore.com, thealexshowstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime, and you get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at thealexshowstore.com.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to, March 2020? Where are we? Folks, we have just witnessed George Floyd 2.0 in more ways than one. We're learning now the place where this shooting occurred is just four blocks away from the place where George Floyd overdosed on opioids. Four blocks. We are within half a mile. Both of these inciting incidents. It's going to be interesting for future historians to look back, wonder how all of this could have happened so coincidentally like this. Let's go to that video. Four blocks away from the site where the shooting happened this morning is the place where George Floyd breathed his last. Here's a report on this from Jake Tapper.
Whitney, describe what's going on in the city there. Now, hours after this deadly shooting, and just to remind our viewers, this site is four blocks away from where George Floyd was killed 5.5 years ago.
everyone I've spoken with, Jake, has brought that up. This is a city that's worked really hard to rebuild, a police department that's worked really hard to retrain and change and be the type of department that Minneapolis residents can support. And now they are towing this line, trying to manage a potential another escalation, you know, about something that they were not involved in and that they didn't want and that is happening to them. Here on the ground, we are a few yards from where that woman lost her life. Right now, you can't see it, but in the middle of this crowd here, there is a vigil. People came to lay flowers and pay their respects to that woman. Now we're hearing speakers. This crowd has grown substantially in the last hour, Jake. At a federal courthouse in Minneapolis, there was a crowd of protesters there. They were, you know, chanting, yelling. In some of the video, you can see that a window is cracked. So I think the concern here, Jake, is that this anger will manifest into something that looks similar to the reaction we saw after George Floyd. That is not something anybody wants, but they admit it could possibly be a reality. It's getting kind of loud, so let me know if you can't hear me. Jake, that is the latest here on the ground. Earlier, you know, this was all blocked off, and when we saw law enforcement leaving after they had finally processed the scene, we saw people throwing snowballs and ice chunks at the law enforcement as they left. Then, you know, the people were finally able to see exactly where this woman had her last moments on Earth, and the scene was startling, Jake. There was blood still in the snow. There were pieces of brake light broken among flowers that people had placed in her honor. That is what the scene looks like here in Minneapolis. We will continue to give you the very latest.
And we are expecting...
Right, we'll continue to monitor this as well as the crowds continue to grow. And how coincidentally, just four blocks from where George Floyd died, this woman gets murdered and, or well, gets killed. And then the riot squads are summoned as if from thin air. They appear on command, as if they're all waiting for this signal to be activated. Other people have actually gone in and slowed down the footage, probably the best angle we have of the shooting itself. We can go to that now. It's probably at about 1,000 times, you know, slowed down, probably 10x slow-mo on this. We can go ahead and go to the slow-mo video now. So you see her reversing. We can bring up the audio on this. It's actually kind of interesting. There you see she slams the accelerator forward. The guy pulls out his gun. Gets hit. There's the shot. Another shot. Another shot. So that's probably the best footage that we have of it, and it's pretty unmistakable. The man gets hit by the car. I mean, it's hard to argue with that. He does quick draw very quickly. Tragedy, you know, it's unfortunate that it happened, but it really was an inevitability when you have all of these attacks against ICE going on over and over every couple of weeks for the entire year. What do you expect? Again, ICE agent. Yesterday, there was a story of an ICE agent who was attacked at his home with an AR-15. Crew, see if you can pull up that story. I had it in my stack yesterday. This is a very regular thing. Again, those don't get much play. Those don't, you know, go on the media. I mean, you had a multi-stage ambush, people with military weapons starting fires to draw out ICE agents and firing on them in Dallas earlier last year. Not a big story. No big roundup. No big response from the Trump administration. Just almost like quietly, as if it's just like business as usual. And that's part of this. Because these like really insane instances of domestic terrorism that are like completely unprecedented and in any normal situation would cause like a whole of government response. I mean, just one of those types of attacks should have been like a total wake-up call. There's been like six. There's been so many attacks on ICE agents that just get treated like, well, yeah, there was a shooting at ICE agents today. And it turns out they shot the people who were being detained instead. Huh, guess they were bad shots. Anyway, blah, blah. And it's like, wait, what? We have leftist domestic terrorist taking pot shots at ICE agents. J.D. Vance's house yesterday, getting all the windows broken by some, you know, violent rioter. I mean, the left has been committing insane violence this whole year. And I'm going to mention like Charlie Kirk's murder, all this other stuff. It's just they are ratcheting it up on every level. And I'm sorry, but the Trump administration has utterly abandoned their responsibility, their duty, and their obligation to deal with this. So let's go to your calls again. Chris in Indiana has called in about Minnesota. Go ahead, Chris. You think the National Guard should be brought in? How do you think this should be done, sir?
Yes, sir. First time caller here. I can't believe I'm agreeing with Tim Walz that the National Guard needs to be brought up, not on the same scale he is intending. I think President Trump absolutely needs to bring up the Activate the Insurrection Act, bring the National Guard into federal, federal jurisdiction. And in doing so, they also need to research into bringing Tim Walz back into active duty and bring him and let him protect some of the ICE facilities.
That's interesting. I wonder how that works. That's what I'm wondering is, you know, the laws changed quite a bit, but, you know, this is so new. I just haven't had time to look into it. I'll do more research tonight, but, like, I'm not sure exactly what the chain of command is, if he can nationalize the or, you know, federalize the National Guard, or if he needs to do something around that, or if, you know, Tim Walz having, you know, is he still able to be called up for stuff like that? You mentioned Title 10. What is that? How does that play into this?
With the National Guard, Title 10 is bringing the reserve components into federal jurisdiction.
Okay.
Title 32 would be bringing National Guard to a state level, like a state of emergency for floods, tornadoes, stuff like that. Title 10 brings them to federal jurisdiction, which when you deploy overseas into a combat zone, you're on Title 10 orders.
I see. Well, it seems like they've sort of laid all the groundwork, right? They've declared Antifa a domestic terrorist. I mean, they've declared, you know, Trinidad Aragua is, you know, foreign domestic terrorist. Like, they have laid all the groundwork, it seems to me, legally to treat the invasion like a, you know, military action, which seems like it would give the green light to do sort of whatever necessary to put it down. You sound like you're very informed on this. I don't want to let you go, Chris. Anything else you think should be done here? If you know, if you were advising Trump, what would you say should be the next step that he should take?
He just needs to do something. You know, the American public is really getting tired of inaction, it's pretty frustrating.
Yeah, and that's the irony. You know, we didn't realize this was going to become what it's become, so we basically dedicated our whole show to it, because obviously we can see where this is going and how the left wants to use this, and you know how we're just starting back the cycle that we recognize from 2020. So we've been focused on this, but at the same time, I had a big story today about Donald Trump asking the House Republicans, like, what's going on? Why does nobody, you know, why are the Republican voters unhappy? And it's like, well, because you're not doing anything. And then at the same time, we have the story about the ghost fleet with Russia, and you know, the statements being made by Putin. I think the raid on Venezuela has really changed a lot of the perception of world leaders. Like, I think it's sort of exposed people like Putin, like, yeah, we can sort of get you anywhere. I think maybe that's changed the algorithm a little bit. Like, basically what I'm saying is, at any moment we could be focused on this and a nuke could go off in Iran, or, you know, it could be uncovered that there were weapons of mass destruction in the oil tanker with Russia. I mean, big things are happening around the world right now, and it's almost an incredibly inconvenient time for this particular problem to rear its head. But it's not really a coincidence. It just feels like all of these things were coming to a head: the fraud, the immigration, the, you know, Podesta plan, the Insurrection Act, the World War flashpoints with Russia and Taiwan and Iran. It's like everything seems to be coming to a head right now. I think the world is going to change within the next 30 days. You know, there's a guy on Polymarket, or one of these betting sites, who's known for, he's some sort of Israeli military insider, because he makes really big bets on things that seem really random, but he's got 100% success rate. So essentially he'll go in the day before, you know, Israel attacks Iran, and he'll put a $10,000 betting. I bet Israel attacks Iran in the next 24 hours. And then he's right. And so that happens over and over and over. That account, with 100% success rate, predicting the actions of the Israeli military, has basically said that within 30 days, there will be an attack on Iran by Israel, and that that will kick off in a full-fledged way. Kim.com, famous tech activist, has also said we could be just hours away from Iran and Israel starting up again, perhaps in an even bigger way. There's rumors that Russia is evacuating all of its embassies in Israel. There have been reports that state planes have been making round trips from Tel Aviv to Moscow and has made two or three trips in a 24-hour period as they try to evacuate everybody. So, you know, this all this stuff is popping off at the same time that the world, the geopolitical situation, is also seeming to pop off. And when you say false flag territory, yeah, that's right where we're at. I'll go out to more of your calls in just a second. I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Obviously, this is where you're going to want to be, regardless of what comes next, whether it's World War or Civil War or the Insurrection Act. InfoWars will be here to tell you the truth and bring you the up-to-the-minute coverage as best we can. We really work way too much here, and all that we ask is that you support us in our mission and share our links and share the information, spread the word, follow us on X, follow us on social media, make your own content, download the videos, upload them yourselves, share the content yourself, go out, make reports, get on the ground, do the coverage, send it to us. We're all in this together, folks, and we will continue to operate as we have as long as you let us, and you are the ones who decide. Nobody else can shut us down. It's only you, and you encourage us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You make it possible by going to thealexjonesstore.com, and in return, we have sworn on an altar of God eternal hostility over any form of dominion or control over the minds of man, and we will do that with everything we've got, and we'll take the slings and arrows, and we'll fight the battles, and all that we ask is you support us in this by going to thealexjonesstore.com, and on top of that, we give you really monumental, incredible sales. Like, I'm not like a salesman. I'm not like a marketer. I just tell you what we have and how good they are. And there are times you may think I'm like teasing you, or I'm like, I think this sale is a mistake. Like, I think it's kind of, literally yesterday, I had people DM me showing their shopping cart, showing that they were checking out and showing how little the total was. And they were like, hey, you should probably fix this ASAP. Our sales are so good, people think it's a glitch. I'm not kidding. I had a regular, I don't think he'll mind me saying it, Zero Foxtrot on X, send me a screenshot of his cart. And again, I don't even want to tell you, like, I literally think it's a mistake. I literally think we're losing money on some of this because it's 40% off everything, everything. And so he shows me this cart of the war bonds that should be like, you know, should be $1,000 worth of stuff. And he's like, hey guys, it's only charging me $530. Should be $1,000. You're only charging, I think this is a glitch. You guys might want to go make sure your back end on the store is up to snuff. I'm not kidding. It's not a gimmick. It's not a tease of like, ooh, our sales are so big, you wait, and it's like 20% off one item. No. Our sales are so big, I have InfoWars customers DMing me saying, I think there's a glitch in the store. You should fix this. It's not a glitch, folks. It's a sale. That's how good our sales are. So go take advantage of it, folks. I'm surprised they extended this sale. I mean, you're getting 40% off everything you purchase. Plus, you get a $30 value supplement when you buy a supplement. So buy any supplement at 47% off, and you get a choice between the Shilajit gummies and the Atomic Defense, absolutely free. That's a $30 value. Plus, if you're in the VIP club, you get additional savings, and you get money every month from the VIP club. Costs $30, but you get $40 in store credit. So, I mean, you take us to the bank, folks. Just make sure you go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, all right? Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. So I'm kind of giving away secrets here. I'm kind of giving away, like, honestly, this is crazy and irresponsible of us. The sale ends tonight at midnight, so don't wait. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison. Plus, every order placed today gets you 50 times entries to potentially win two vehicles, the Ford Raptor plus $10,000 in cash. That raffle ends in just over a week. And then there's a brand new Ford F-250 diesel plus $10,000 cash giveaway. And this is one of those weeks where the two drawings overlap. So instead of just potentially winning one car or the other, you can actually win both. So go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Massive sale, really ridiculous sale to the point where people actually think that we've made a mistake and are trying to correct us. Nope, that's just how generous our sale is. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Out to your calls here in just a second. I mentioned something today on X where I basically said I should not be doing these ridiculous daytime raids. They should cordon off entire neighborhoods and impose martial law while they sweep every house and then move to the next neighborhood. Just pointing out that, like, this is ridiculous. We're sending 12 ICE agents to go arrest one dude, and he's fighting and running, and other people are getting in the way and blocking the cars, and it's like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. So, but then I get responses from a bunch of people going, ooh, InfoWars calling for martial law? Ooh, you guys have lost the plot. It's like, okay, I'm not calling for martial law nationwide. I'm not calling for martial law citywide. I'm saying that you... if we want to actually get rid of the tens of millions of immigrants that they've let in, remember, all of this begins with the flagrant lawlessness of the Democrats. So, yeah, everything we're having to do, we don't want to do. All right? This is the medicine to cure us of the sickness that they have infected us with. I don't like the taste of medicine. I wish we didn't have to take it, but we do. And so if you want to deport all these people, then you can't have a bunch of leftist activists trying to run you over the whole time. So, okay, you find, you identify a location, you keep it totally secret, and you treat it like a raid of Mogadishu, you know, during Black Hawk Down, or of Venezuela. Last week, you go, we have a mission to get in, to get these 50 people and get out. It's going to take 2 hours. And in those 2 hours, sorry, this 3-block radius area, this, you know, whatever small area of this particular neighborhood, you don't have the right to protest for the next 2 hours. You don't have the right to interfere. You don't have the right. Sorry, we're going martial law for this one area for these 2 hours so we can get the illegal immigrants without having to fight American citizens at the same time. Because I want to actually deport all these people in the safest, most effective, most efficient, most, you know, smooth way possible. And that's the way that you do it. Of course, on top of that, you should be ending their bank accounts. You should be shutting down all welfare completely. You should be not just deporting them when they get caught, but sending them to jail for a couple years first so that the punishment for not deporting yourself isn't just deporting yourself, right? The choice should be you either deport yourself and do it yourself so we don't have to come find you. But if we do have to come find you, you go to jail for 5 years. People will self-deport, especially if you seize their money, especially if you confiscate their bank accounts, especially if you go after some CEOs of some companies so that companies stop hiring them and start demanding that they prove that they're citizens before they are allowed to drive Uber Eats or whatever else they're doing. There's so many different ways to do this. It's like we're doing it in a way that it's the one way that absolutely guarantees that it will be messy and chaotic and violent and dangerous. Why? Why are we doing it that way when there's 10,000 other ways to do it? That's my take. So we're not calling for martial law like, you know, the lockdowns were. We're calling for, I am calling specifically for like neighborhood-wide lockdowns when you can identify that there's a high percentage of illegal immigrants in an area, cordon it off so nobody gets in, nobody gets out. For a couple hours, you sweep everybody up, put them in a bus, send them to jail. That's what I want. That's what we need. Let's go to Kristen in San Diego on line 6 now, talking about Minnesota. Go ahead, Kristen, you're on the air.
Yeah, where are all of our people? I think that we need if they have so many people protesting and all these Antifa people, where are our people? Like, I think it's time to get off of our butts. Like, I mean, I can't do a whole lot, but I'm out in the rural countryside, so I don't really see a whole lot of it. But I don't know. I think people need to stop being big, fat pussies, to be honest. That's my take.
I agree with you, Kristen. It's maybe we need to do it or like threaten to do it just to get Trump to move. Like maybe if they think that we're just going to sit on our hands, then they'll just let the rioters go. But like if they knew that a couple militias were headed that way, I bet the federal government would step in real fast. I bet that everything would get, you know, real different vibe if they knew that a couple of MAGA caravans were making their way towards Minneapolis. They would shut this down real quick. It's only because the left is completely unopposed and are just running rampant, and then you've got like 10,000 leftist agitators throwing crap and ice and burning things, and then like 12 cops just like backing up. Yeah, that's going to continue like that if that's the way that it is. I agree, Kristen. I just encourage people to be safe and careful while you do it, because obviously you could be setting yourself up for something. And we all saw how incredibly lucky Kyle Rittenhouse was that he was rightfully declared not guilty of murder. But things can get out of hand really quickly. But I agree, Kristen. One more call I think we have time for. Let's go to Justin in Florida on line 9. Justin in Florida, you are on the air, sir, soon. Line 9. Oh, wait. Line 9, guys. We'll figure it out one of these days. It looks like an upside down 6. Okay, that's 8. We're getting there. We're close. What is going on? Line 9. All right, Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Harrison. Of course, as always, good afternoon and, well, good evening, and God bless to not only just y'all and the crew, but also the United States right now. I kind of want to go into basically what Stuart Rhodes is always pushing. Fact of the matter is, at this particular point, there does need to be some deputization of state militias, not only just the National Guard, because of how heavy this probably will end up turning out to be. Also, as for Pelosi's all over the world, the fact of the matter is, whenever somebody's behind a 1,000 to 3,000 pound vehicle, that's not unarmed. That's maiming, yep, at minimum.
Yep. 100%. And they know that. They know that. They are lying. They're lying because they're trying to instigate riots. They are lying because they want the violence to happen. Like, that's the thing. It's like I was explaining. Like, imagine if Trump on January 6th made a video where he was like, Ashley Babbitt was just murdered in cold blood by these people. We will make them pay. Like, okay, you're inciting a riot. Like, if he had done that, if Trump had done what these Democrats are doing, he would be in jail right now for life, because they would have him inciting the riot. They tried to get him on inciting the riot when all he did was say, be peaceful, go home. Have you heard one Democrat tell these people to go home? Have you heard one Democrat to say, hey, this is a volatile situation, let's be the calmer heads here? Representative Jeffries, there's no evidence as presented to justify the shooting of an unarmed woman in Minneapolis. They are throwing gasoline on the fire. They are trying to instigate a civil war. Donald Trump, you are now mere months away from losing control of Congress and the Senate. You have probably a matter of hours to get a handle on this, or it's 2020 all over again, only this time there's no 2024 to come after. It's now or never. Insurrection Act, call up the militia, arrest Tim Walz, do it or lose the country. Act now. The sooner, the easier it will be.
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it, for one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase and a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin. Doesn't clog your pores. Got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.